Hello.
Hi, this is Eddie Sale from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Mostly Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Do you think that, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years, in your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
No, everything's fine.
Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Gun violence, healthcare costs, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, illegal immigration and the border, violent crime, abortion rights, the economy, inflation, and jobs?
I'd say the border.
Sure. Thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Gun violence, healthcare costs, property taxes, funding for public schools and teacher pay, violent crime, abortion rights, the economy, inflation, and jobs?
I'd say crime.
Okay. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Do you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
I'll say very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Somewhat favorable.
Ted Cruz.
Somewhat favorable.
Laurel Jordan Swift.
I have no opinion. I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay. Mark Lehood.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Calling All Red.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Ken Paxton.
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an Independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And in the election for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Mark Lehood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Mark Lehood.
Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. Mark Lehood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised 5 kids in our community, a former Republican herself. Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark Lehood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark Lehood.
Okay. American culture. Mark, which side do you agree with the most? America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles.
Was there a question there?
Yes. Which side do you agree with the most?
Oh, the first. Well, wait. Say again. So which one do I agree with the most? Could you read them back to me, please?
Sure. America is a country built on ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles.
I agree with the second statement.
Okay, thank you. Values and freedoms. Mark, which side do you agree with most? Agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversions for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having the right or choices dictated by government politicians.
I agree with the first statement.
Thank you. Which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Mark, which side do you agree with the most? Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. Or, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border.
I agree with the first statement.
Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
Agree.
Thank you. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Mark Lehood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection.
So, again, the question is, to rate that in what terms?
If you're very strong against that, somewhat strong against it, or it's a weak reason.
A weak reason to... I'm sorry, can you maybe repeat the instructions for that section again?
Sure. I mean, it's just you rating your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason.
Okay, to vote against the candidate.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Understood. So if you could read the statement back to me, please.
Okay. Mark Lehood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection.
That's a weak reason.
Okay. Mark Lehood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
And how can we rate those statements? Very strong, very weak, and is there an in-between?
Yes, it is very strong against it, or somewhat strong against it, or weak reason, just those three.
Okay, so I'd say somewhat.
Okay. Mark Lehood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses.
That's weak.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue to Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
That's somewhat weak.
Okay, thank you. Lehood is on record taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women.
I'd say that's weak.
Mark Lehood supports a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors for performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
That's weak.
Okay. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift... apologize. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
That's a strong reason.
Okay. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
That's somewhat weak.
I'm sorry, somewhat strong strong against or a weak reason?
Okay, so I'll say, yeah, somewhat strong against.
Okay. If elected, Mark Lehood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
That's weak.
Okay. Mark Lehood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit more murder.
That's weak.
Thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police.
I'll take the middle ground on that one.
All right, thank you. Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate.
Uh, I'll take the middle ground on that one.
Okay. Leigh Hood's campaigns is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedoms.
I think that's weak.
Thank you. After hearing these statements about Mark Leigh Hood and his beliefs, as well as knowing that he defeated a more moderate bipartisan incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark Leigh Hood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
I disagree.
Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for State Representative Laurel Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about skyrocketing costs of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
Neutral.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share.
I'll say neutral.
Okay. Laurel believes the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age of purchase assault weapons to 21 and require mental health background checks for gun sales.
What are my options there again?
Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative.
Okay, I'll say somewhat positive.
Thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life.
Neutral.
In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
Neutral.
Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes.
Somewhat positive.
All right, thank you. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us.
Neutral.
In the legislature, Laurel will support public schools by opposing the diversions of taxpayer money for private school vouchers.
I'm opposed to that.
Okay. Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver in the legislature, working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
I'm in favor of that approach.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
I'll be in favor of that. Somewhat in favor.
Okay. Thank you. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark Lehood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Mark Lehood.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, or White Caucasian?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your answers or entertainment. TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or Owen?
No.
TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
Yes.
Facebook or Meta?
No.
Okay. TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
No.
All right, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you very much.